I just love bees. I just think they're so beautiful. I didn't know that Mel's didn't sting you. I mean, that was entirely new to me.
Kathy Clements attended the Science Unwrapped talk at Utah State University this weekend and says she looks at bees all summer and is excited to try and find them in her garden. She was one of many people who attended the event to learn more about the many varieties of bees, beyond just the yellow and black fuzzy honey-making kind with a painful sting. Teresa Pitt Singer, a research entomologist with the United States Department of Agriculture, says that although there are over 20,000 types of bees, only a few produce honey. However, she says all bees are pollinators and play a crucial role in agriculture. According to Pitt Singer, understanding bees helps agricultural scientists find ways to manage them for both honey and crop pollination.
And so some of those bees we can manage orchards, and the whole hive goes out to pollinate an orchard, say. But or we can take cocoons and release the bees from the cocoons. They'll fly out and we'll give them nesting tubes out in orchards. And they're just managed very differently because it's each solo bee is doing all this work.
So why are bees important to manage? Pitt Singer says beyond the great beauty of bees, they are very important to producing the food people eat every day.
Plants that bees pollinate are really good in our diets because they're where we get a lot of our vitamins and minerals and proteins. So they make our lives and our food more interesting and help keep us more healthy. We won't die without the bees, but it will be a boring, sickly life.
For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.